Hello and welcome to the Inside Window Show. Today on the show, we're going to be doing something a little bit different than you'd normally find on Inside Windows. We're going to be taking a look at the very exciting devices that were recently announced over in New York at our devices event. Specifically, we're going to be taking a look at the Surface Book and also the Surface Pro 4. And joining me to have a conversation and show us the devices is Milad Aslaner, one of the PMs from the Surface Book team, one of the program managers. So why are people going to completely fall in love with these devices, and why are they brilliant for enterprises?
Thank you, Simon. We are very excited about the Surface Book. I am the commercial PM for the device, so my team is responsible for all the commercial aspects of the device, all the enterprise and IT pro needs of it. I think people will really love this device. It's a whole new category. It's a two-in-one. You're able to detach it, how Panos showed on stage. It was a big surprise for everybody. We were able to keep the confidentiality of the product so secret. And this way, we were able to tell the story how we wanted to tell the story. And you saw in New York, we had standing ovation when we actually showed this detached capability.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing to have a standing ovation at a press event.
Yes, that was particularly when you show hardware. Like.
Yeah, they were. I mean, those press guys were pretty nerded out, and I think we're going to nerd out a little bit later on. But it's an amazing piece of hardware. I mean, the fact that you've got things like the discrete GPU in the base, the fact that you can detach the screen, use it for all of those creative endeavors.
Yes.
It just does some amazing stuff.
Yes, for us, we call it the ultimate laptop, and it's really true. We use a Skylake chip from Intel. It's the sixth generation, the latest and greatest from Intel, which gives us the right horsepower. It goes all the way up to 16 gigabytes of RAM, all the way up to 1 terabyte of storage. And then you get also, if you want to, the discrete GPU. This is a power machine, and it's exactly what you want if you're a developer, if you are a IT professional. For example, myself, on my Surface Book, I am running Hyper-V. I have, I think, around three to four VMs always running, testing stuff with MDT, with Microsoft Deployment Toolkit, System Center, and all that stuff. And everything while I'm on the go and use this device as a mobile device.
Yeah, and folks are going to really enjoy that when they actually get to experience things like nested VMs now that are coming inside of the latest Insider Preview builds, going to come obviously into the rest of Windows over time, into the other different deployment rings. Those kind of things are pretty amazing. The storage that we've got inside of this device is pretty cool as well.
Yes.
It's not your average storage, is it?
It's not. So we are all about working with the latest and greatest. And what we are doing is we use PCIe as a connector, and then we have SSDs inside, and we use NVMe as a flash storage solution.
Yeah, so that is basically the fastest storage you could possibly get into a device.
It just got supported with Windows 10, so we're very excited. The numbers look just great.
Yeah, incredible, incredible kind of hardware innovation in there. You let me have one of those devices for a while to be able to start using it. The keyboards are amazing on these. I mean, both the Surface Book and the Surface Pro 4.
Yeah.
These keyboards are just fantastic. I mean, I just love typing on it. Yeah. I've replaced my, I used my Surface Pro 4 keyboard instead of my other physical keyboard now that was detached, because it's such a nice typing experience.
I have the same experience now. The Surface Book is my main machine, and I used to have dual monitors, and then I had a docking station with the Surface Pro 3, and then I had my keyboard and mouse separate from it so I could work perfectly with that. Since I have the Surface Book, since I transitioned to that, I don't feel like getting to any other keyboard or mouse. I love the trackpad and I love the keyboard. So it just feels natural for me typing on this. And we did lots of research when we started working on that, right? Our user research group did a lot of investments and really identify what are the key areas we need to invest in order to have this great experience.
Yeah, I remember seeing seeing one of the internal kind of surveys that we did of folks. We were asking, do the keys make the right noise?
Yes.
That's the kind of level of detail that's gone into the device, and it's fabulous to see.
Yes. I mean, noise is a great point, right? With keyboards, it started with the original type covers where I think it was a click cover, sound cover, something like that. One of the very first where we had a software sound, right? It was software sound to just give this experience. It's all about premium devices, and it's all about the user experience for us in Surface.
Yeah, and the next thing, when you start using that keyboard, you've got the touchpad right there.
Yeah.
Glass touchpads on both devices, and I have to say that is that touchpad on the Surface Book is the best touchpad I've ever used. And I'm not actually a touchpad guy. I don't really like touchpad that much until these devices. And now, I'm finding I'm using that and my mouse. Yeah. I'm just using everything at the same time.
Yeah, and those are just two of those great capabilities of the Surface Book, right? It's the key set, which is great, the trackpad, which is great, and the display. I mean, the display is just gorgeous. We are at 3000 to 2000 display resolution. It's just incredible. I mean, right now, in order to do this projection, I had to reduce the resolution in order to get it work with your screen here.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, we don't have a high enough resolution screen to make to make things as good as they are actually on the device. And the thing that I love about that is when you zoom into detail, when you're actually working on something, you get none of that pixelation that you might see on other laptops. This is just beautiful.
Yes, this is the technology we call Pixel Sense, which we also introduced as part of our new product launch.
Awesome. Okay, so we have these devices, we can detach them. The input methods, obviously, we've got keyboard, we've got mouse, as you'd expect from a Windows 10 device. We also have an amazing experience with the pen.
Yes. The pen is very important for us, and you've been seeing that every iteration of our devices, we've been keep improving our pen experience. We believe inking is a way in order to win the mind share of the education, and you see more and more educational institutes, university, colleges, or K-12 institutes who actually use Surface because of the pen, because it's just such a great experience in order to enable digital inking in that environment. It just makes sense, it's just natural. And that goes back when you looked into the article The Verge published with Ralph and Panos. That's where the original idea of the Surface Book, right? We really had a book in front of us, and we said, okay, we really want to enable this, right? And this is just an incredible opportunity for us with the Surface Book together with the new pen. As you just saw probably, I actually rolled it up. And this is designed as it is. We spend time in order to make sure that you're able to roll it up and just feel it as it's intuitive for you. And when you use it, you actually feel it like it's just another, it's a real, it's feel, for me, it feels like a real pen.
Yeah, it has that feel to it. It's got that weight to it.
Exactly. It has the right weight. It has a beautiful new design. And we this time around, we decided to go for one battery. It has a AAA battery, so you have enough battery time in order to use a Surface Pen. It has 1024 pressure sensitivity, which is incredible. And when you start using it, it just feels like a like a real pen for me, at least.
Yeah, it's got this little tiny bit of drag
when
you're pulling it across
exactly.
the screen. It makes it feel more realistic, like a real pen.
Yes.
Kind of cool.
Yep, and of course, we have still the button. This time around, we thought, okay, what was missing on the button? For us, we identified a pen would need an eraser. So we actually did an eraser this time around.
Excellent.
So what happens now, if I tap once, it opens up one note. And let's say I write here something, and then I just flip it around and use the back as an eraser.
Yeah, that's exactly right?
It's a small feature, but it's so important, in particular when it comes to digital inking and digital experiences.
And the eraser as well. If you didn't kind of pick up on this, as well as the pen feeling natural and normal, just like a pen moving across some paper, when you use the eraser, exactly the same feeling. It feels like you're using a rubber-based eraser. It's very cool.
That's true. And then, of course, there's one more thing on the pen, which is if you just hold it for a second, it will open up Cortana. Right. So we integrate Cortana as well in the Surface Pen.
Excellent. And the other thing as well that's worth mentioning, the nibs as well.
Yes.
A bunch of different nibs that actually, I guess the idea of those nibs is to replicate different styles of pen that you might use.
Yes, that's true. So the pen kit you're referring to will be also available in the Microsoft stores or in the retail channels. The idea is to enable creatives to be more precise even. So just like if you are a creative, you have different kind of pens. Right, we thought the same way, but on the digital world. So we introduced a pen kit, which you can use to switch, to change the pen tip on your pen and go in different modes, essentially.
So one of the key features of both the Surface Book and of the Surface Pro 4 is the fact that we've actually got Windows Hello hardware built into the devices.
Yes.
And that's a pretty cool experience. Can we show these folks what that looks like?
Absolutely, it's pretty amazing. We worked very hard on building our own IR camera. So the Surface Pro 4 and the Surface Book has an IR camera. In addition to that, for the Surface Pro 4, we decided to build a type cover which has a fingerprint sensor, comes in the black edition, available in the US market. And we will see how it goes, and we are very excited. Windows Hello. It's just like the ads say, all you need is a smile, and since I have activated Windows Hello on my device, I don't use anything else anymore. It's so convenient.
Yeah, I'm actually absolutely the same. My Surface Pro 4, every time I take it out, I just look at it.
Yeah.
And my machine signs.
That's all you need.
Yeah. And if you're not familiar with what's going on under the hood there, it's a very, very secure experience. Windows Hello actually unlocks something called Microsoft Passport or Microsoft Passport for Work. And then having unlocked that, you have access to the tokens that give you your authentication for all of your enterprise resources. Mm-hmm. So it keeps everything very secure. Essentially, Windows Hello replaces a PIN on the TPM.
Yep. And it's a great way for developers to use as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That is a great point. So we have the biometric framework built into Windows. Any application can very easily be integrated with that so that you can always use that as an authentication method for your user to make sure your user really is who they say they are. And in fact, you'll even see that if your users are trying to buy something through the Windows Store and they're using a Microsoft account,
yep,
we will use Windows Hello if it's there as an authentication method,
yep,
for those
and
users.
And we see more and more Universal Store apps coming, yep, with that capability. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty, it's nice. It makes authentication a,
yes,
lot better. Let's show folks what it looks like.
Oh yeah, sure, yeah, I can do that. Let me just lock my Surface Book. Okay, so it's looking for me. Let me just go closer. Hello, Milad. Dismiss lock screen. There you go.
That's it. Straight in. No need to type in the password.
Yeah. No 16-pin passwords whatsoever.
Yeah, and it's very, very difficult for you to lose your password in this.
Yeah,
case,
it's super difficult.
Kind of hard. Kind of hard for you to lose those features.
Yeah, there's really no excuse anymore to lose something on
absolutely
that.
Absolutely. And one of the things that you may not realize is that you can actually, if you try to hold up a photograph or a picture, mm-hmm, or anything in front of the camera, it actually won't recognize it.
Yep.
It really needs an actual face, and it needs the actual correct face in order to unlock. So very,
correct,
very cool. So these devices are pretty incredible. We've put a lot of time into, mm-hmm, thinking about how they are perfect for enterprises. Part of that is that actually we spent time developing a new UEFI,
yes,
which is actually our own custom UEFI.
Yes, that's true. So starting with Surface Pro 4 and Surface Book, we decided to invest into our own UEFI. So we hired very talented developers, PMs, and design validation engineers to make this happen. So we call it the Surface UEFI. And the reason for that is, so some of you might have seen the videos around our labs, mm-hmm, right? It's building 87. If you didn't, go on Microsoft.com. We just published a website around that. So you can have a look in how we build our products or how we prototype here. And I felt like always when it comes to our firmware, it just wasn't so fast, mm-hmm, right? We couldn't prototype as fast as we wanted to. So we decided to invest in that area. We hired very talented people, and we built our own UEFI, which follows the UEFI specification, obviously. And all those enterprise capabilities, which you knew about from Surface Pro 3 or Surface 3, are also part of our Surface Pro 4 or Surface Book story, meaning device configuration. So you can enable, disable Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. You can change the boot order. Boot from Windows to Go, third-party disk encryption support, PIXI over IPv4 or IPv6, all that is, of course, supported on both products as well.
Yeah, and you just mentioned PIXI there. That immediately brings up the thought of how do folks deal with deployment out to these devices.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that you set up a group inside of Microsoft to actually specifically test. We brought in some experts from across the company that know a lot about Windows deployment, frankly.
Yeah,
and
like
and those guys actually have given a load of feedback to help make that process really, really smooth. So these folks can expect that these devices are just going to deploy really well inside of the enterprise.
Yes, the feedback we have been getting from our internal testing, manual, automated, as well as from individual research groups, is just great. There is not a single area where we're like, will that cause a problem? No, I'm very confident about the product. And the early feedback we start seeing now from enterprise customers also going in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's very quickly mm-hmm, wrap this up a little bit. Anything else that we want to make sure that these folks know about the devices that we haven't covered?
I think the most important part of, because it's a new category, is just do a quick show on the detach.
Oh yeah,
right?
Definitely.
Detach, there are two ways to detach the device. You can either do it through software. So if you go over here, actually next to the battery icon in my case, you see the Surface Detach, mm-hmm, application. So you can press that button. You hear a beautiful sound. We spend time on that sound as well.
Yeah.
And then you can detach the device. I personally believe it's the world's thinnest clipboard.
It actually does look and feel it's the right size for a clipboard. It's actually the same size as you'd expect it to be.
Yes.
Which is pretty cool.
It feels just natural. What I typically do now is when I go to meetings, my keyboard remains in the office. Mm-hmm. I go with the clipboard to the to a meeting room, take my notes on OneNote, and then when I come back, I start being more productive with my discrete GPU in that case.
Yeah, pretty cool. And it also is very light.
Yes, it's super light.
That's the thing that people maybe won't realize from from any kind of video, but actually the feeling of that part of the device is incredible.
Yes, and then of course you have the same detach capability through the keyboard as well. So next to the delete key, you have the key for detach.
Yeah. And inside of that, to make the attachment, we're actually using a new piece of technology that we're calling muscle wire.
Muscle wire, correct.
Yeah, which actually makes it hold in place. Very cool.
Yes, we spend again a lot of time into making that happen. We have incredible smart mechanical engineers and EEs working on that, and they made this magic happen. To be honest, I'm from the software side. I have huge respect for those guys who made that happen. It's incredible.
Yeah, it really is a feat of engineering, and the way that it just feels incredibly solid. It feels like it is one single unit.
Yes.
That's the most amazing thing about it.
That's why nobody noticed it when Panos started the conversation about it.
Yeah, that's right? Why.
It took the second video that people noticed it.
Yeah, and it's pretty subtle, actually. I have to say, I love this device. It's I'm kind of hoping that I'm going to get hold of one pretty early on. You guys should definitely go and check them out inside of the Microsoft stores if you want to get physical hands-on access to a device. The Microsoft stores have actually got those.
Yep.
They're
really busy these days.
Yeah, you're probably going to have to queue for a short time.
I went a couple of days ago to the retail store in Bellevue. I literally counted the people. There were like around 30 people around this one person who was just doing a quick demo on the Surface Book, and everybody was like, yes, I can clearly see it. It looks like a book, or yes, it's amazing. I just hear wows around OneNote integration. The feedback is just great. We have a great momentum, and I'm really looking forward to see enterprise adopting this product.
Yeah, I think folks are going to really enjoy doing that. So take a look at the book. You'll find tons more information on the links that I'll include with the show down below. Thank you very much for watching, and join us the next time on the Inside Windows show.
Thank you, guys.